give our opinions on Saucy Santana and Roller Ray.
Yes,
that was like the comedy for the week.
I'm not well versed on exactly what happened. So
First of all, I gotta put this out there. I love both of them. Like, they are both so funny, so hilarious. I get a good laugh from both of their social media platforms. I love all of the drama and all of the things that come with them. But I love Saucy Santana. Like, I listen to his music, I stream his music. Ever since Walk Him Like a Dog, ever since he went on live with Carisha, What's Big Sweetie, like, I love Saucy Santana. So I might be a little biased in my opinion, but
I am just not well versed on it. I saw it and then he made a diss track.
Yeah, so basically,
oh, somebody said that he looked like him, right?
Yeah, so somebody asked Saucy Santana was rolling around his brother, and he retweeted them and responded and said, do you want to get blocked or something? And I guess Roland Ray caught wind of that and was like, you didn't even have to respond, you're trying to be funny, blah blah blah. So Santana read him like, you could have kept scrolling or rolling or blah blah blah. And then he kind of made a couple more tweets like, me versus, it was like,
he
me
did better he did than the most.
Him. And he was like, you and my friend request and blah blah blah. But Roland Ray, I think Roland Ray won the first round because he came back and did a whole video and was like, going in on Saucy Santana. Saucy Santana done blocked him, and he was just like, you this, you look like that. He just kind of like read him better, I feel like. But I personally feel like Roland Ray is dragging it, because I have to give Saucy Santana this. Because, you know, I follow Saucy Santana, like, he is a whole like vibe and mood for me. I remember when Saucy Santana posted this live. I don't know if he posted it or JT, but I remember when he posted this, because I'll be looking at his Insta stories. I don't know if he did it or she did it, but I remember seeing this. He Ben came out with the song. So it's not a, it's, I remember that. So I don't think that this was like a strategic, like, oh, Roland Ray, I'm just about to go formulate a diss track against you. So I'll give Santana that. This wasn't like a diss track against Roland Ray.
He came out
with the song. No. My thing is with Saucy Santana, and I love him, this is my only thing. I feel like his intentions. I watched King of Reese say this. You know, I love King of Reese. It's like intention over impact. Your intentions probably wasn't to diss him, but the impact of it was, it seems like you're dissing him. You literally, like, I see that you can talk, but can you walk? And you walk. Oh, the song is about, though. Me and Genesis might do TikTok to it. But I don't think he should have posted the song. No. I get it that this is your music and this is your career. I would have just let it die down.
I think for him, I think that, once again, y'all, sometimes we go in a little bit on celebrity gossip beef, but here's my thing, and I think I say this a lot. Yes, 100% we invest too much time into this.
We do.
However,
yeah. It was funny.
This is what I will say about it. Saucy Santana, I just feel like if I was in that situation and is fucking ratchet and whatever, because that's like a persona for them, so that is what you do. You're way above even comedy back.
He really is.
Like if Roland Ray said what he said, it would have been more impactful that you didn't say nothing, because fuck him and what he gotta say to you, he's a fan. And I'm, or like being funny
basically, yeah.
But feeding into it just to me shows that
he with all the drama.
Yeah, but like I said, that's not my business. He can really do whatever he wants, but it would have been that much more impactful because I'm saying, even JT and
Saucy Santana actually started it too.
As ratchet as they are, I don't think they would have said anything back to that man.
They wouldn't have even retweeted a tweet like that and been like, you want to get blocked. Saucy Santana, like you said, he is different from Roland Ray. Like, even though Saucy Santana is funny and he kind of got a gimmick, he legit got people who listen to his music and stuff. Roland Ray, I'm sure he has an impact for people who are disabled, and that's great, and I would love to see him use his platform a little bit mm-hmm. better for that. But he's funny. He's right. almost a joke. Not even trying to be funny. I don't take him as a joke, but that's how it comes off.
Right.
So the fact that Santana would like really publicly retweet that and make that comment, he started it.
He did.
So everything that's coming at him,
and I wouldn't, if I did start,
he kind of brought it on himself.
Even if I said, "Do you want to get blocked?" And left it at that. That's where it would have been left at, no matter what that dude said back about it. But yeah, Santana definitely started it. I don't know his intentions, but it don't seem like he was. To me,
he probably didn't even mean for it to.
I don't think he was trying to be malicious. To me, because he would have said, like, if he was trying to be really mean about it, like, people can be, do you want to get blocked because I ain't never rolling up on nobody like that. You know what I mean? Like, trying to be funny. But, yeah, like I said, for me, I am here because they're funny. Whole thing was hilarious.
What?
But I would have rose above so quick. Even if I started it. And look, my mouth be getting me in some trouble. And I'll take the high road on you real quick. You be confused.
He should have really took the high road on you. Because Roland Ray did eat him up. He was like, Santana, purr. I was like, oh my God. These two. Somebody gonna come get this boy. You know he is known for purr. I'd be like, okay, Roland Ray. Yeah, bless them. But yeah, I will say this only, and I have to, let me get more serious. My son has a special need, not a disability like Roland Ray has, but I mean it can be classified as a disability. And no matter what somebody's intentions are, if their intentions are not clear, I would take it as them picking on my son's disability. So I know people are human. These celebrities are nothing but humans. But when you, to whom much is given, much is required. At some point, Tassie Santana got to be held accountable.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is really coming off like you are dissing a disabled person in a wheelchair. No matter, and like I said, he got the receipts, but I would not have even put the song out. I would have waited. I would have just had to wait.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to offend the LGBTQ plus community. You don't want to offend black people, women. Disabled people,
not everybody.
Like, no, but that's what I'm saying. You never want to offend a group of people who are already minorities and stuff like that. And Roland Ray, he be talked. I mean, he was running his mouth now at this point and milking it. But he is indeed in a wheelchair and disabled. And so, like you said, let him talk, and you just not even respond to it.
I think
because you can't go knock him out his wheelchair, that'll make it worse.
And if you do that, I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna laugh, but I'm gonna be very disappointed. I'm gonna be very disappointed. I don't think Saucy Tantan is gonna do that. And I'm
no, like, I don't think he will. I want to meet met Santana, I would be lit. Y'all.
I just like the way Carisha said, she's like, Santana,
right?
Santana, I'd be like, yeah, right? I'd be
and feeling, I like when people like, Carisha, please.
I'll be watching their lives, and I'll be
Santana started the It's For Me. Like, he legit is. I really think because like LGBTQ plus, especially gay men who are more he is a he said it on the T.S. Madison YouTube channel. He is a butch queen, meaning like he the queen stuff, the nails, and the sometimes he'll dress like a girl. But he got the beard, he got the haircut, and a lot of times you'll see him just dressed in men clothes. He's a butch queen.
Right.
That's what he identified as. Most people don't take the route he's taking where they just who they are and they put their music out. They take the little Nas X route, or they are just completely cross-dressing with me and stuff. So I like that he is like, I'm who I am. You're going to take how I am. And his talent, as funny as he is, he's really talented. And this, I see, I mean, look, I be following him. his numbers is rising, his celebrity is rising, and I'm really proud of him. And I think he's funny. Like, I would love to meet Saucy Santana. He is a whole vibe. So I just want to, if you ever see this Saucy Santana, you need to reach out to me. I will come to Atlanta. Me and Genesis will be out there with you and the City Girls
talking our shit.
We will be so lit with Santana and the City Girls. Okay.
Yes.
But
yes.
That was funny.
Yes,
we had a little comedic relief this week.
I need to find those clips and put them in here. But yes, everybody, today, I mean, I feel like we did a really chill,
This was cool.
Laid backer. Do you have a this or that or?
So, I just found this thing. It was a whole bunch of different questions, but one of the questions I want to know, what are like turn ons and turn offs for you? So, what are your biggest turn ons? What attracts you to, you know, the people that you're attracted to? What is some of your turn-ons and turn-offs?
Something that is very attractive to me, and I know that it's like old or whatever, and I'm short, y'all. I'm 5'2.5" on a good day. And with shoes on, I might be 5'3". I'm tiny. I'm so short. If you're taller than me, oh my God. Like, that's almost like instant. I love tall men. And I don't mean just, I've dated men who are like 5'7", 5'8", like my sister's height. Like, my sister's tall. She's taller than me. Mm-hmm. But like, I've dated men that are like 6 foot. Like, that is,
that's the tallest.
Fucking attractive.
Girl, I dated somebody that was 6'3", and I also dated somebody that was like 6. How tall was he? 6'3" was my high school sweetheart, and then a guy I dated after college. He was much taller than that, but I don't want to lie. He might have, the basketball player, he was 6'7".
But yes,
like, so I'm 6'3", 6'7", I think the other one was like 6'5". Oh my, you know how much taller that is than me? That is a turn on.
But yes, I think my ex-boyfriend was somewhere like that. I said 6 foot.
He was tall.
He was taller than 6 foot.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was taller than 6 feet.
He was really tall, but that is so attractive to me. I'm a lover of people, y'all. Like I said, any black man you'll give to me, as long as you're nice and treat me right, like, I mean, I'll love you forever. Obviously, I gotta be attracted to you, but I love tall men. Like, that is just, like, aesthetically, like, when I see that is like, oh my God, it gives me the feelings. And obviously, if you look good, but you don't even really, to me, it look, I'm trash. You don't gotta look that good. Wow. If you sitting at 6'5". Like, you gotta be, like, yes, I want you to be fine, but that man was.
So would you date a turn on, is it a prerequisite? Like, do they have to be tall?
It is not a prerequisite. The prerequisite, y'all. I was, engaged to a very tall man. I said engaged loosely because I said yes and then I said no the next day. So, I mean, very, very short-term engagement. But that was my ex-boyfriend. He was very, very tall. But I was also engaged for months to a little shorty. He was like, I don't know. Like he said he was 5'8", but like, he was 5'5", y'all. Like, I don't. Like, listen, I don't know why you would, like, lie in my face. Like, we're both, like, you look at me in the face telling me you 5'8", like, in my eyeballs. You know what I mean?
I'm, you are short. So funny.
Short people know short people. You're not going to look me in my eyes and tell me that you 5'8". But,
right.
No, it's not a prerequisite. I'm a lover of people.
That's just turn on.
Man. Because, I mean, short people do it too, but it's, I don't know. Because I'm short. I think that's very attractive. I love when men have a very full beard. Like almost to the point where it's like they were trapped in the woods.
That I love a beard.
So, like, and that is so attractive.
Beards
to me.
Are top tier.
I don't even think
I can talk to nobody that don't have facial hair.
I don't want a man to look rough, but the thicker and long, like, that to me is just like, baby, like.
Beards are top tier. That is top tier. Beards are almost like women having a big butt.
Yes.
Like, if there's an equivalent. I love, ooh, a beard.
Give me that. Oh,
I don't
my
want no
God.
Bare face, man. Ooh. That's one of my turn-offs,
all that,
too.
All of that. I love a man with a
turn-off for
thick
me
ass
is
beard.
A man that smells good. I love a man who smells good. Like, you can smell them, like, at the door. Like, oh my God. And you, and when you leave, you still smell like them. Like, I love that.
Yes, I do like.
Oh, I love that.
I wouldn't.
That's a turn on for me.
I like that, but I wouldn't say like immediately. I'm tall and the beard.
No, that do something for me. If you walk in a room and you smell good, I feel like, okay, I'm rushing you. No, but that's a turn on for me. You know, it's another turn on for me, and it's also could almost be like a weird turn on. Is I love a guy with a grill. I
that love is the country grills. Coming out.
When I tell you, I love grill. Like, is it something about up in they mouth that grill cleaning? I love it. You know who I'm just my new crush. Like, last year was the baby, and he got the grills. But you know who is my new crush? I've been kind of been more exposed to him because he kind of been out in the he been doing a lot of features and just getting a lot of exposure. It's Lil Durk. It's the grills for me. Have you seen Lil Durk?
Yes, I don't know.
His whole grill, it's not even that he is that cute. It's the grill for me. Like, it's the whole grill. And he talk about how he like floss after every time he got a...
Speaking about the grills, I think something that is like so attractive to me is men with if they like have a nice smile. Like,
and, yes,
like for I know that's just like, oh my god, no, like I've been dated men who have not had actually I think everybody I've dated has like had a pretty smile. Your teeth don't always have to be the best. Like, I know, like, I probably could have used braces as a kid, but I think I have a very nice smile. I've been told that. But you know, disagree if you want to. Fuck you, I don't know. But yes,
when
you just hit oh, and not if all the teeth are straight and white. Ah.
Oh yes. Yes. Also yes. Oh. I guess I like the whole mouth area because my last turn on is lips. Like, if you have some really girl,
I like the soup coolers, y'all. I be like,
the bigger the lips to me, the better.
And when they be licking them, like, y'all, I am. Mm-hmm. I be like, just what are you trying to do? That's what right. I want to know.
Why? And oh yeah, I like lips too. So woo! Those are some of I feel our like turn-offs. Those are. So what are your turn offs?
Ooh, y'all, listen.
I would say this first and foremost is bad hygiene. Like, yes. I love a man that smell good. If you don't have good hygiene, I'm really gonna be turned off.
Yes.
ASAP.
My turn off, and I hope we don't take a really bad turn for sexual stuff, but something that will turn me off is like a man who is obviously misogynistic and stuff like that, but is who is very ignorant to the female anatomy. That will get me drier than the Sahara Desert. Like, I'm not trying to be gross, but
you are so funny.
There are several ways that there are a lot of methods that women use for their period. So you have your pads, you have your tampons, sponges and stuff like that. I use this wonderful invention called the Diva Cup. It is amazing. I swear by it. If you don't have it, buy it. I've saved so much money, and to me, in my personal opinion, it works a lot better. But not people don't like stuff shoved up but in places. But anyway, so I use the Diva Cup. It's amazing. So my ex-boyfriend knows this fact. He's confident in this fact. And he was like, but what do you mean? Like, you know, and I was trying to explain to him, oh yeah, like, yeah, it's a Diva Cup. It's just regular. Like, it helps me, keeps the blood in and stuff like that. He asked me out of his mouth. He was like, but how do you pee? And I was like, what? And he was like, so do you have to take it out every time you pee? And I was like, I mean, I don't know. Why would I take it out every time I peed? I mean, it's right. Not really doing anything. He thought that I peed out of my vagina in real life. Like, let me just explain this for people who don't know. Women have a vagina where we have babies and intercourse and menstrual cycles. And you have another hole called your urethra. And that is where you pee from. And men, that is a thing. So I was like, you know, I was already deep in. I already loved him, but I was like,
he wasn't sure. Yeah, men need to
that will really
normalize not only the women anatomy, but the things that our bodies go through. We shouldn't even have to still tiptoe around menstrual cycles.
Oh, I don't like even, like, I do not tiptoe. One of my ex-boyfriends actually bought me a Diva cup.
Really? Switzerland has made pads, tampons, and all of the things feminine you need. Hygiene. They made it free. Which it should be free here.
But okay. That's a turn off of mine. Yeah. When men are, or, yeah, when men, when I'm in a relationship, not even in a relationship, but when men are very ignorant about a woman's anatomy and stuff like that, or just super misogynistic about it, or try to mansplain it to me.
Yeah.
Huge turn off.
Yeah. I also don't like, I just don't like men that don't, you don't have to be the best dressed or nothing like that, because I'm not sitting up here saying I am, but just men who don't keep themselves looking presentable. I like men who put their stuff together and just look nice. I can tell that you took time to put your outfit on. If you don't, you just kind of like throw clothes on, kind of, it don't matter. I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of, is that shallow? It's a turn off for me. I'd be like, no, I can't do it. You don't, you know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, like, you know them big baggy suits. I'm being, okay, let me stop talking. Okay, yeah, maybe I'm a little shallow.
Let's stop talking about Greg. Greg, girl. My boyfriend, Greg.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
I met him like that.
Oh, my. I didn't even.
He used to look like he was always in his Easter Sunday best.
I just like, I'm back to turn-ons. I don't even like talking about it. It's just I like somebody with a little bit of swag. You know what I'm saying?
Because
everybody is not even like the most good looking person to the general public. But if you do it for me, I'm like, oh, you sexy. And I'm gonna always hype you up and all that. You might not be the best looking person to the general public, but if I see the swag and I catch it, for then on out, I'm gonna always think you sexy. It's something about you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like when, I lost my train of thought.
I don't have a lot of turnoffs physically. I don't like things about people's character. Like, I don't don't have a sense of humor either. That's a turnoff. If you don't have a sense of humor, it's not going to work for
you. No, because I am.
Life is too serious enough.
To me, I'm a fucking comedian. Like,
if everything has to be serious and stuff, I'm going to be uncomfortable. So, yeah, that's a turnoff for sure, is, like, not having a sense of humor.
Oh, so you were making a point saying, like, you like men, like, when they, like, take pride in their, in presenting themselves. I do not like, something that is a large, like, huge turnoff for me is people, men who don't have like ambition, which in the same breath is like a turn on for me. Like, if I see, like, not potential, y'all don't fall in love with potential. I wrote a poem about that.
Please,
I
don't fall in love with potential.
But ambition is something that is just like it's very sexy. Right. But if the lack of ambition, though, that is a huge turn off, because if you know me, I am always like, yeah, this is like, these are my goals for the rest of the year. Like, this is my goal for next year. I'm trying to do this in 3 months. I'm trying to do this in 6 months. This is my goal in 5 years. And I'm not saying that to say, like, everybody acts like that, but
right.
The blind can't lead the blind, and I can't drag you to the finish line. So I know, right? Your lack of ambition. And if you are over materialistic, that is a huge, huge turn off for me. I am not cheap. No, I'm a little bit cheap. Not like my brother Malik, though. But he be living large. But no. But like, Malik is like frugal.
He's frugal.
That's the word he's supposed to be.
Because he's expensive when it comes to certain things.
Yes, but very, very, very frugal. But like, I would not call myself cheap by any means. I'm fucking expensive to myself. I'll be dropping $200 and like get a check and get it right back and then be sad. But
you are so funny.
You be swiping your card all sad and with all your stuff. But I like stuff. I like nice things. But I don't always feel like I have to over exude myself to have this kind of stuff. So if you are over materialistic, like overly, like materialistic is bad, but that's something you can sometimes be like, okay. But if you are over materialistic, I'm gonna leave you alone.
That is a turn off.
Because I dress like a homeless person most of the time. And it's not that I don't take pride in my appearance. Like, when I do what I do, it, don't get me wrong. But my day to day, I'm not trying to live my life to impress somebody. I'm living my life to be happy with myself. So if I'm comfortable at the end of the day and happy with myself, I'm fine.
Right.
Some people don't live like that, and I yeah. can't get with that.
I think people need to learn the balance of like wanting luxury and things in your life, but also not being defined by like just materialism altogether. Because some people kill themselves just to buy designer or have the newest car or have this and that, and they literally like that's all they work for, that's the whole purpose, that's mm-hmm. everything. Once you scratch the surface, it's nothing past that. But it's also nothing wrong with wanting to treat yourself and all that, but you right, like if you scratch the surface and it ain't nothing past all the nice things, then yeah,
don't be wrong, I'm gonna take you for a ride.
I don't like nobody that don't have depth, but they got you can't impress me. As much as I want you to present yourself together, you can have on a Target outfit and I'm gonna think, you know, so just let it be clean.
First of all, girl, Target is expensive.
It really is. Because I had to catch myself. I'm thinking about going to Target after this to buy me something, and
Target
I don't
is expensive.
Walmart.
And even, no, Walmart's fine. Dollar I don't buy like in there. Dollar. If you pull up in a Dollar Tree outfit and you look fresh, we cool. Yeah. You made it. Don't do that.
Stuff from Dollar Tree.
Don't do it again. But if you manage to do a whole fit.
Oh, an outfit from the Dollar Tree.
And it like, and you look okay. I'll be like, okay, don't do that again. But
you
like,
did you, that.
Look, we together.
Right. But I know I get what you're saying.
Oh my God. Okay. I had one last thing and I hate small talk. This is something that I've hated my whole life. I can't even have a conversation with a stranger. I promise you. I do not ask you how's the weather. I go like, who are you closer with, your mom or your dad? I swear to God. I do not do small talk. It's like, I get like actively upset. And this is just a people thing for me, but I had a roommate and we were not very close, but sometimes we would go do stuff and she did nothing but small talk with me. And I would get like actively mad. Like I would be turning red like stop fucking asking me about the weather. No, I have not heard that song. I do not want to listen to it. Like, bitch, like, how's your life? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Small talk is like somebody scratching the chalkboard for me. It really, I hate it. I cannot do small talk. I do not do small talk. So that's a huge turn off. If you trying to date me and you take me on a date and you fucking small talk me, that's it for you.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking take me on a date and ask me how the fucking weather is.
Right, so people with no depth, because that's a turn off to me too. It don't matter what you look like and what you got. If you don't have any depth of character,
what we finna talk about?
I can't work with you, because I'm deep. I'm going to go deep. I don't know about as deep as mama, but I'm definitely going to
LaTanya,
get deep.
I'm going to expose you real quick. This is LaTanya's conversation, and I swear to Jesus Christ, this is something that she's actually probably said to me for real. Hey, this is how's life going? How's school? How's work? And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's going pretty good. You working really hard? Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm working pretty hard. I'm a little bit exhausted. Do you feel like that relates to the fact that your father went to prison at a young age? And you're like,
maybe I am as deep as my mama.
It'd be like 2:30 in the afternoon. You'd be like, oh shit.
So I'm going deep now.
LaTanya will hit you and you'll be like, like you by the end of it, you'll be crying. Like, I mean, I guess.
See, I like to talk about. I like to talk about thought and theory and humanity and
but
psychology.
I like that stuff. I like that stuff too. I'm a very in-depth talker as well. I don't always go therapy like LaTanya does immediately, but I can, if we gonna watch basketball, which I don't like, and we gonna talk about it, we gonna fucking talk about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't wanna just, Curry made a point. No, remember that? Like, I wanna go in-depth in all this other stuff because it makes for a better conversation, understanding, and stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe it's like, I know you're kind of like a lifelong learner too. I think it kind of goes with that. I like to know.
I want
to
learn
stuff
everything.
About. I like to know. So if we're like dating or we're talking,
that's a turn on. If you can teach me some stuff,
cause what?
If I can learn something from you, I love that. That's
okay.
A big turn on. But yeah,
cause it's looking like I'm gonna be able to just use the half. The rest of the half of the video, so we can just keep going. I'm a half sip.
I gotta go home.
Oh, then never mind. We are gonna.
I gotta go get myself together.
Oh yeah,
I gotta be somewhere. Okay.
So
we have come to the end. So follow us on all of our streaming platforms. iTunes, the podcast is streaming on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere where there's streaming podcasts. Also, follow our Facebook page and like the page. It's Misunderstood on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, Misunderstood_podcast on Instagram. And you can follow us on our social media platforms if you really want to reach out to both of us. Slide in our DMs. I'm Latanya Yarber on Facebook, at A Page in My Diary on Instagram, and Genesis.
And Genesis Nesbitt on everything.
Right. So follow us, hit us up, and we'll be back next week with another podcast.
All right, bye.
Bye.